Welcome back to The Verdict is Marketing, the podcast for all things law firm marketing. I'm your host, Kim Saylor, and today I'm joined by my co-founder, Todd Blackman. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Kim. Great to be here.
Excellent. So today, Todd and I are diving into a topic that's crucial for building trust and credibility, client testimonials. We'll discuss why testimonials are so important, how to effectively ask for them, and then how to leverage them to grow your law firm. So Todd, let's start with the why. Why are client testimonials so important for law firms?
I think the biggest thing is social proof. They provide potential clients with genuine, unbiased feedback, real people who have experienced the services firsthand. In a world of increasing competition, testimonials build trust and credibility. I've seen firsthand how they show potential clients that you're not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk.
Oh, absolutely. And testimonials are like the modern day word of mouth marketing, but amplified. They also help address client concerns. For example, a potential client may worry about costs or the client-attorney relationship or the likelihood of a successful outcome. And testimonials can alleviate those fears by showing positive experiences and demonstrating your firm's commitment to, say, client satisfaction.
Yeah, and let's not forget testimonials can also improve your search engine optimization, SEO. Search engines like Google, they favor businesses with positive online reviews, and testimonials can boost your local SEO, help your firm rank higher in search results.
That's a great point. Let's talk about the different types of testimonials we should be seeking. A lot of firms just ask for general feedback, but there's actually a strategic way to approach this.
Absolutely. It's not about getting any testimonial, but about getting testimonials that truly showcase unique value proposition of your firm. You want to paint a complete picture of your practice.
I like to think about it in terms of kind of five key categories. The first category is what I call your expertise testimonial. These are the ones that really highlight your knowledge and capabilities in specific practice areas. And I wrote a few of these down as we go through. So an example would be Attorney Smith's knowledge of employment law was invaluable. She was able to navigate the complexities of my case with ease and achieve a successful outcome. A second type focuses on what I call your client-centric approach. These are testimonials that showcase how you treat your clients and how you manage your relationships. A strong example would be, I truly felt heard and understood throughout the entire process. The team always took the time to listen to my concerns and answer my questions thoroughly. Then we have a third category, which is more results-focused testimonials. While we need to be careful about setting expectations, it is important to showcase that you can deliver your outcomes. You might say something like, thanks to their effort, I was able to achieve a favorable settlement. I was incredibly grateful for their hard work and dedication. Notice how this focuses on the effort and the dedication, not just the outcome. Another category, the fourth, is practice area specific testimonials. These are there to particularly provide value for the firms with multiple practice areas. An example could be, as a small business owner, I was particularly impressed with their expertise in business law and contract negotiations. And the fifth type that I've mentioned here today is about the firm's personality and their values. These testimonials give your potential clients a sense of your firm's culture and how you approach things. A great example of this would be, I felt a genuine sense of care and compassion from everyone in the law firm. They truly went the extra mile to help me during a difficult time. And these are just some great examples of types of categories of testimonials you can ask.
Yeah, these categories make so much sense. But how do you actually get clients to provide such a specific testimonial?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it leads perfectly to our next topic, to how to properly ask for testimonials in a way that guides the clients to provide this kind of detailed feedback. So how do you actually do it? What's the best approach? First off, it's obviously most important to be respectful of your client's time and avoid putting any pressure on them.
Oh, absolutely. You need to be direct but professional. Explain why their feedback matters and how it helps other potential clients to make informed decisions. I found the key to make it easy and painless for them is a couple different things, like choosing the right time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and then personalize your request. Address the client by name and express your sincere appreciation for their business. Also, keep it concise. Don't overwhelm them with a lengthy request. Simple personalized email or a brief conversation is usually all you need. Offer some guidance. You can provide some general guidance by suggesting a few key areas to focus on, such as communication, professionalism, and results. Again, you just want to make it easier for them, easy as possible. Provide simple mechanisms for them to provide their testimonial, such as maybe a short link or online form or a pre-written template they can easily edit.
Oh, absolutely. And I also recommend offering a few sample questions, maybe to get them started. This could be something like, what were your initial concerns when you sought legal assistance? Or how did our firm address the concerns? What are some of the most valuable aspects of working with our team? Would you recommend our firm to others? Why or why not? And I think it's important to ask those kind of questions. Now that we know how to ask for a testimonial, when do you ask for one?
Yes. I mean, it's crucial when asking for testimonials. You definitely want to ask at the correct time.
And Todd, what's your take on what a best time to request one would be?
I really find the best time is after a successful case conclusion, when the client is most satisfied with the outcome. But you don't want to wait too long. They're happy, the enthusiasm is there, and the memories and of the event is there. You want to catch it, their memory is strong of the event.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's also important to make the request part of your standard process. This is not an afterthought. I often see it occur, like you, at the end of a client engagement or a matter closing process. Some requests may be verbal. Others leave them with a handout detailing available options for submitting those testimonials. So when we ask for a testimonial, where are they all going?
That's a good question. There's so many platforms now out there, Google, Yelp, Glassdoor, Facebook. Your website is actually a good one. I find that they all get the job done. So whatever's easier for you and your staff to implement, that's the one you should go with.
Okay. And also, don't forget you have legal platforms like Avvo, and video testimonials are becoming increasingly powerful. You and I mentioned this in a prior podcast, the power of video in modern legal marketing. Video does add a personal touch that written reviews sometimes miss.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Let's break down some different formats of testimonials. We hinted on them. There's written, we have video, and we have online reviews.
Oh, video is really gaining traction. YouTube, all those platforms are blowing up. And I find personally video are more engaging. They feel more authentic and they're great for social media.
Absolutely. And with online reviews, you get the benefit of a third party validation. And when potential clients see reviews on, say, Google or Avvo, they tend to trust them a little more.
Yep.
Yeah. So I wanted to take a quick second to address Glassdoor, which was mentioned. Glassdoor is probably not the first place that comes to mind for a lawyer testimonial, but it is more associated with employee reviews, but it can be a valuable tool for employer branding. Potential clients may be interested in what it's like to work for the firm. If they see positive reviews from your employees, that does and can signal a healthy and supportive work environment. It just adds to the firm's reputation beyond your legal expertise, and it can show prospects your value, how you value your employees, which can impact rather client interactions and ultimately the impact the client experiences working with your firm.
Oh, yes, for sure. Negative reviews can raise red flags about how the firm operates. Happy, engaged employees are more likely to be attentive and responsive and provide better client experience.
Oh, yeah.
A well-run, people-first firm signals stability, integrity, professionalism, all the traits that clients want in a law firm.
Yep, so true. Moving on, are there any tools to help law firms manage their testimonials?
Oh, yeah, there's some great tools out there. Trust Index is a popular one. It helps aggregate and display reviews from different platforms. There are tools like Boast, Testimonial Tree that can help automate the collection process. They make it easier to gather and manage and share testimonials.
great. And we'll also, as we usually do in our show notes, if we mention these types of tools, we'll provide links to use some of these additional resources. Once we've collected our testimonials, now it's time to put them to work. You need to use them strategically. Where do you showcase them, Todd?
The website is the most obvious. Place it on your homepage, practice areas page, about us page, but also strategically think about placing them next to your contact forms or call to action buttons. So right at the decision-making moment, they can see social proof that nudges them in the right direction.
Yes, definitely. You want to maximize the reach and impact of those testimonials. But don't forget, you also have social media, your e-newsletters, case results summaries, and even printed materials like your brochures. And you can even repurpose your testimonials. Take a great written testimonial and create a visual graphic for social media, or use a snippet in your email block. Add them to your newsletters. There's so many great ways to share your video testimonials too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So you have your content sharing strategy utilizing these testimonies that you collected. How do you know if it's actually working? How does one go about measuring the impact of all of these efforts?
It's a good point. You really need to identify and track some of the key metrics and see if the content is resonating and driving desired results. And there's different ways to do that. Look at your website traffic. Are people visiting the pages where the testimonials are? Are they staying longer? Can you tell if they're actually reading these testimonials? Social media engagement, or people commenting or sharing or tagging friends. There's other things you can even track. How many people have downloaded your brochure or signed up for your webinar? These are all just the common things to track.
Oh, definitely. And ultimately, these are lead magnets converting potential visitors to potential clients. So very good. Again, before we move on, I should mention the ethical considerations, as I often do in most of these topics. Always get explicit permission before using your client's testimonial. This can be done with documentation when signing on as a client or during the matter closing process. And also, please make sure you follow your state bar's advertising rules regarding testimonials.
And be transparent. Don't edit testimonials or change your meaning. Make sure any disclaimer requirements are met. You really want to build trust and not erode it.
Yeah, you've worked so hard to have a successful result and a happy client. It'd be a waste to lose it because of a misused testimonial. Okay, that wraps up our discussion today on client testimonials. It's about strategically using your testimonials to build powerful reputation that can attract the right clients and help grow your law practice. If you would like a full transcript of today's episode, please visit us at lawbar.com/verdict. You can also check out the show notes for any links or resources that Todd and I have mentioned today. Hey, Todd, thanks for another great discussion.
It was great. Thanks, Kim.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Feel free to reach out to me at kim@lawbar.com or visit us anytime at lawbar.com. Until next time, the verdict is marketing. Is adjourned.